Welcome to yet another edition of Plays That Change the Game right here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmoke. A Giants victory over the Lions. How'd we get it? We got rid of Sean O'Hara and brought in Roman Oben for Plays That Change the Game. And see, we solved everything.
See, I'm good luck now. We got to do it every week.
No question about it. Let's start with our first play, Roman. This is in the second quarter. The Lions have the ball. It is 2nd and 10 on the Giants' 45-yard line, and Reggie Bush has his 5th fumble of the season.
Yeah, right here, you're going to look at the situation. We're going to pause it. The Detroit Lions are in 11 personnel, so that's one back, one tight end who's in the backfield really as an F back, and 3 receivers. And what that does to the defense, it puts them in nickel as well. So the defense is in 4 defensive linemen, 2 linebackers, and Ryan Mundy playing the will linebacker position with 1 single safety. So we're going to play, we're going to look at the result of the play from the wide angle. Reggie Bush isolated up the middle, gets collapsed, good heads up, ball's loose, Entrell roll is running it back to try to get some yardage for offensive field position. We're going to pause it right at the snap. Got Dickerson at tight end in the backfield, really playing a fullback. You got 4 D linemen, Beason and Paysinger at the linebacker position. And you see Ryan Mundy really playing a will. So it's 4-2 nickel with an extra safety in the box, which creates a 7 in the box. It's just a good old ISO where fullback on linebacker, Beason comes in there.
And Kiwanuga, good job fighting off the block from that left tackle as well.
Yeah, exactly. And this is really a team play. You know, ball gets loose. It's just good heads-up play all the way across the board. Obviously, whenever you can have a turnover, an offense can put them in a better position to score off of that turnover.
And Roman, let's stick on the subsequent drive. This is what that fumble recovery set up. The Giants now have it 3rd and 13 on the Lions' 40-yard line. And lo and behold, it's a screen pass that actually works.
I can't believe it. And not only was this a screen, John, but this is a throwback screen, which is very difficult. You don't get a lot of team reps during the week to practice a throwback screen. Obviously, this is something they brought to Detroit in their arsenal with Kevin Gilbride. Let's just play the whole thing. It's a rollout to the right. You get that defense line over pursue. Andre Brown gets it. You get some leverage. 2 blockers on 2. Lois Murphy downfield. And just get a nice running lane for Andre Brown.
Now, last week, Roman, we looked at a play where the Giants did not execute a screen properly, and Brown hovered a little bit too far outside the numbers. This time, he turned it upfield nice and quickly, which set up those blocks by Brewer and Booth.
Yeah, and it just shows you that the more you start to rep something, the more you make it a part of your offense, the better it becomes. You look at the personnel. The Lions are in 2 wide 3 techniques. They're in obviously passing down. This is a down that's known for them running that stunt. I mean, they got a safety on this same alignment. I'm going to play it. You're going to roll over to the right. I'm going to pause it here. You see the defensive end who comes over the top, he's over-pursuing because they're all sack-hungry. They want to get their sacks. See, 3 defensive linemen, linebacker in the box, and there's another guy outside this frame that you can't see. So what you've done is you've cut this field in half. You've got more defensive linemen or defense players on one side of the field than the other. And what that does is it creates a lane. It creates a lane for the running game. And I talked to you about this last week. As an offensive lineman, you can't go past the numbers until you have to go vertical and go north. That makes the running back make a decision. Look at this real estate that that Andre Brown has to run the football. Again, you get Lewis Murphy. You know, and obviously, every block's not perfect. Sometimes you just got to get in the way and give a guy like Andre Brown, who's a great downhill runner, enough time to get this 3rd down on a crucial play.
And that play would set up that Gerald Jernigan touchdown to give the Giants a 10-3 lead. The Lions would get the ball back. They would have it 2nd and 17. In Giants territory, and the Giants defense steps up yet again.
Yeah, again, this is really an unlikely turnover, especially when a D lineman gets a turnover via interception. Let's just look at all the way through from the wide angle. 4 down, rushing, the pocket collapse. Stafford's trying to hold on, which would be a coverage sack. Here comes number 91 with another big play. He's just making big plays this last half of the season, Justin Tuck with the interception.
Now, it's funny. He's really not trying to get upfield on this play. It looks like he's pretty happy settling and trying to read the quarterback.
Yeah, because you look on the outside, you've got Demontre Moore on one side, you've got Kiwi on the other side, you've got Tuck and Cullen Jenkins playing the defensive tackle positions. Obviously, you've got Jaquan Williams guarding the tight end. So let's just play it and pause it right here. At this point, the pocket is collapsed. Justin Tuck has direct eye contact with Matthew Stafford, the quarterback. You see Demontre Moore is going to take one for the team here and get kind of annihilated by 2 offensive linemen, which is fine. But Justin Tuck can either, he has a quarterback if he runs in either A-gap, or what does he do? Because he's got that direct eye contact, catches the football interception. I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime play. But again, this defense was able to make a turnover and help the offense be in a good field position.
And that was the second interception by a Giants defensive lineman this year on one of those tip passes. For our final play, we go to overtime. The score is obviously tied. The Giants driving Roman. They have it 4th and 7, and they decide to go for it instead of punting it, and they go to Jarrell Jernigan, who, believe it or not, was their most reliable receiver for the entire game.
Yeah, Jarrell Jernigan was a go-to guy, and you look at the circumstance, 4th and 7, this is a situation where it's overtime and they're just trying to win the football game. Let's look into personnel. Jarrell Jernigan in the slot, Ruben Randall on top, Hakeem Nicks down low. You've got Bear Pasco really as a personal protector playing that F position because there's no backs left.
Andre Brown hurt his neck at that point, yeah.
And then Brandon Myers is playing his tight end position. So this is designed to really high-low the safety. This play really should go to Ruben Randall over top, but he comes in just in front of the chains, and Eli Manning's really forced to throw it to Jernigan because the pocket collapsed on the left side. Brandon Myers, he's supposed to split the middle of the field. He's supposed to get that safety to really commit. You come underneath. Because the protection's a little soft in the corner, Eli Manning has to step up and really force the ball into Jernigan, but you get it behind the corner and in front of the safety, which is really a great place to put the ball in for a first down.
And you mentioned Ruben Randall's route here. He almost closes the window by crossing in front of Jernigan on a much shallower slant.
Yeah, and honestly, let's just go back to the wide angle one more time, John. Look at Ruben Randall on the top. He is supposed to influence that corner and come right across the middle. The play is designed to go to Ruben Randall. You look at where the yard marker is. You pause it right there.
That's a first down.
That's a first down with nobody, with maybe some room to run. But because the pocket collapsed, Eli Manning had to trust Jernigan because he'd been catching a lot of balls these last 2 weeks. I mean, it was feast or famine, and it was feast because it resulted in the first down. That's a great job throwing catch, obviously, but really the trust that Jernigan was going to be there when Eli Manning had to force the ball.
And that would really set up the game-winning field goal, and the Giants win 23-20. They'll try to get their 7th win next week against the Redskins. Roman, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure, anytime.
And that's all the time we have for Plays That Change the Game right here on Giants.com. For Roman Oben, I'm John Schmelk. Enjoy your holiday week, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.